You're just in time for the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff, the radio outreach of the Christian Research Institute. Our purpose here at CRI is to equip Christians to provide biblical answers to life's most important questions, to read the Bible for all it's worth, and counter the teachings of cults and world religions that deviate from the plumb line of God's Word, because life and truth matter. For more information, to order resources or donate, call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. The following program was pre-recorded. Now here's the president of the Christian Research Institute, Hank Hanegraaff.
Well, thank you very much, Randy. I am so excited to get back to Matthew's Gospel. We left off in Matthew chapter 4. As Jesus is going throughout Galilee, he's teaching in the synagogues. He's preaching the good news of the kingdom. He's healing every disease and sickness. And so news about him is spreading throughout Syria. And people are bringing to him those who are ill with all kinds of diseases, those who are suffering pain, the demon-possessed, those having seizures, the paralyzed, and Jesus heals them all. And so large crowds from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, from the entire region across the Jordan, they follow him. And so in Matthew chapter 5, we see Jesus seeing the crowds. And he goes up on a mountainside, and he sits down. And his disciples come to him, and he begins to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you on account of me. Rejoice and be glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." So we have Jesus going up on a mountaintop and sitting down. And we need to stop there for a moment, because the mountaintop has significance in Scripture. It is a place of revelation. It's a place where God reveals himself to his people. You think about the Old Testament, and God revealed himself to Moses on Mount Sinai, not only revealing the law, but actually his name and his plan for humanity. And now in what is popularly referred to as the Sermon on the Mount, God incarnate reveals not only the principles of the kingdom, but he reveals those who are the people of the kingdom, those who are blessed. So who are they? Well, they are the blessed ones in the city of God. You might say they're beggars in the city of man. The blessed ones are those who are dependent on God. Conversely, they're despised by the godless. They are the salt of the earth. They are the light of the world. They are the people without whom culture collapses. I want to pause here for just a moment again and consider those words. They are the cult. They are the salt and the light without whom culture collapses. So why does culture collapse? Does it collapse because of the wicked? Well, the wicked, they're just exercising their job description. They're doing precisely what they're designed to do. They're proliferating wickedness. But we, as we will see later on in the Sermon on the Mount, we are called to be a leavening force in society, and if we are not, society will indeed collapse. Well, thinking about the Beatitudes, we come immediately to the first of them. And here we hear our Lord say, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Well, who are the poor in spirit? Well, whether someone is rich or poor, those who are poor in spirit are those who bear the spirit of poverty. Put another way, they realize that they are totally and completely dependent upon God. Those who trust in riches are designated by Scripture as fools. But those who trust in God are blessed, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. For theirs is spiritual abundance in this life and in the life to come. Their inheritance is God Himself. Now, how is this kind of blessedness manifested? Well, the answer is by unspeakable joy. A joy that is in you, says Jesus, and a joy that is complete. The disciples of Christ, the 12. In fact, all who take up their crosses and follow Jesus are the poor in spirit. They forsake all, and they follow our Lord. They recognize Him as the one of greatest value. And in the process, they realize what it means to experience life that is life to the full. They partake of the bread of life, and in the future consummation, they possess treasure hidden in a field. They possess the pearl of greatest value. Remember, Jesus told that story. He talks about a man who finds treasure hidden in a field, and the man buries the treasure again, and he goes out and he sells all that he has in order to possess that treasure. Or the man looking for a pearl of greatest value finds it and sells all he has in order to possess the pearl of great price. Those are the poor in spirit because their treasure is the kingdom of heaven. They are blessed with every spiritual blessing in Christ, as St. Paul puts it. They experience union with God. They are partakers of the divine nature. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. When we come back from the break, we're going to go to the second beatitude. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. My thanks to all of you who make the Bible Answer Man broadcast, the Hank Unplugged podcast, our 24/7 outreaches around the world, an ongoing reality. Thanks for this opportunity to attempt to expound on the words of our Lord. It is a daunting proposition because there's more treasure in these words than I could possibly communicate. We'll be back in just a few moments with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast as we continue through the Beatitudes.
Fatal torment, empty tomb, appearances of Christ, transformation. These four witnesses prove the resurrection of Christ, the central truth of Christianity, and our only hope of heaven. Hank's book, The Third Day, examines the historical facts in depth to help you defend your faith and rejoice in your own coming resurrection. The Third Day is our thank you for your gift today to help produce more Bible Answer Man broadcasts and other truth-affirming CRI resources. Call 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org to request your copy today. We'll return to the Bible Answer Man broadcast right after this. A deeper understanding of the Bible's principles and truths will improve the spiritual, moral, and ethical problems facing our nation. Yet the obstacle isn't that the Bible doesn't speak to our greatest needs or answer our deepest questions. It's that the average person lacks the time and tools to extract the answers. That's why Hank Hanegraaff wrote the complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, revised and updated. This expanded edition addresses over 210 of the top questions he's received as host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Hank has taken the complex and made it simple and memorable. Receive the revised and updated complete Bible Answer Book as our thank you for your gift by calling 888-7000-CRI. And make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. That's equip.org. When you need answers about the Bible and the intersection of our faith and culture, you turn to the Bible Answer Man broadcast and the Christian Research Institute. But did you know we're entirely supported by God's provision through friends like you? In appreciation for your gift of ministry support today, we'll send you Hank's book, The Third Day, a convincing case study on the most important truth of Christianity, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Johnny Erickson Tada has said, "Hank leaves no stone unturned, thoroughly portraying the resurrection as our grand hope, the glorious springboard from which we all dive into eternity." Strengthen your defense of the resurrection and increase your confidence in your own eternal future. Call 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org now. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. The Christian Research Journal's primary commitment is to contend earnestly for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. In keeping with this commitment, the journal's mission is both evangelistic and pastoral, furthering the proclamation and defense of the historic gospel of Jesus Christ, and helping his followers distinguish between essential Christian doctrine and doctrine that is peripheral, aberrant, or heretical. In an age of subjectivism and moral relativism, may Christians ground their faith and values in the objective, reliable testimony of Holy Scripture. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. Now back to the Bible Answer Man broadcast and your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you again, Randy. Going through the Beatitudes, just before the break, we talked about those who are blessed because they are poor in spirit, and theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Whether one is rich or poor, they bear the spirit of poverty. If you want to put that another way, as I said before the break, they realize that they are totally and completely dependent on God. We pick up the Beatitudes with these next words. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Let me try to paraphrase this Beatitude. Blessed are those who continuously lament and repent, for they will experience the continuous comfort of God Himself. Those who mourn over those who suffer, those who mourn the state of fallen humanity, those who mourn the fallen world in which we live, and above all, those who mourn our own sinful proclivities, they will find comfort. And the God who will, in the end, put all things to right. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Here, as during the entirety of his ministry, Jesus is quoting directly from the treasure chest of Old Testament writings. Remember King David. He said, the meek will inherit the earth in Psalm 37. His words are prophetic with respect to Jesus. For our Lord is the ultimate example of virtue rather than of vainglory. Our Lord is the ultimate personification of meekness. He is meek and mild. Jesus said, learn from me, for I am meek. I am lowly in heart. And when you do, you will find rest for your souls. The meek will inherit the earth. This promise is not only future. This promise is for today. Those who are virtuous, those who are gentle and patient, will experience life that is life to the full in the present as well as the new heaven and the new earth coming down out of heaven from God. And when you think of the meek, you think of people who have mastery over their passions. And because of that, they possess the greatest of all treasures. Their lives are not, they're not turbulent like troubled waters, but their lives are placid and peaceful. Then Jesus said, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Now, what does that mean? What does it mean to hunger and thirst after righteousness? Well, it means in part to desire the presence of God, to desire His kingdom, just like one desires food and drink after a long period of fasting. I've often said that righteousness is the core of Christianity, compressed into a single word. We put on righteousness as a breastplate. How? By becoming slaves to righteousness. In fact, that's precisely how St. Paul put it in Romans chapter 6. St. Paul says, "Thanks be to God that though you used to be slaves to sin, you wholeheartedly obeyed the form of teaching to which you were entrusted. You've been set free from sin, and you've become slaves to righteousness." St. Paul goes on to say, "I put this in human terms because you are weak in your natural cells. Just as you used to offer the parts of your body in slavery to impurity and to ever-increasing wickedness, so now offer them in slavery to righteousness, leading to holiness." Those who wish to emulate Jesus Christ do not become Christ-like by simply taking on the appearance of righteousness, nor do they win the good fight by merely mouthing Christian slogans. Instead, they become Christ-like by offering themselves to God as living sacrifices. Prayer and fasting, along with almsgiving, characterize the life of Christ. In like fashion, these very spiritual disciplines, this triple braided cord, must characterize the lives of those who sincerely desire to become more and more like Christ. I like to make the connection between spiritual disciplines and spiritual exercises. Christians are called to make themselves do something they would not naturally do, that is, pursue spiritual disciplines, in order that they may become what they've always wanted to be, which is, of course, to be like Jesus Christ. The problem with contemporary Christianity is that a vast majority, well, I was going to say of Christians, but let me include myself. A vast majority of us have never made the ongoing transition from declaration to discipleship. In other words, there's a difference between what we declare and what we do in our everyday lives. And thus, because of that, we have never become slaves to righteousness. To neglect discipleship and disciplines for sensational distractions is to give birth to an unholy church. Ever wonder why the church is not the leavening force in the culture? It's unholy. I'm reminded of what C.S. Lewis said in the Screwtape Letters. The story is pretty, it's a pretty cool story. It's also very telling. You have Uncle Screwtape. He is displeased with Wormwood. Why? Because his patient, Wormwood's patient, has become a Christian. However, this is what Screwtape says. He says, "There is absolutely no need to despair, because hundreds of these adult converts have been reclaimed after a brief sojourn in the enemy's camp, and they're now with us. All the habits of the patient, the mental and bodily habits, are still in our favor." Screwtape knew full well that converts who failed to embrace spiritual disciplines, who failed to become disciples, would likewise fail to become Christ-like. We can put that another way. Unless and until a convert becomes a slave to righteousness, there's no need for the forces of darkness to be alarmed. So examine yourself. Do you suffer from self-righteousness? Well, put on the breastplate of righteousness by embracing the Savior's righteousness. We must ever be mindful that righteousness, like truth, is rooted in the very nature of God. Isaiah tells us that God put on righteousness as a breastplate and placed the helmet of salvation on his head. Thus, as God puts on righteousness as his breastplate, God's representatives are to reflect that righteousness in their daily lives. Well, we're at the end of this broadcast when we pick up Matthew chapter 5 and the Beatitudes. We will continue with, "Blessed are the merciful." Why? Because they will be shown mercy. That coming up in the next edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. In the meantime, again, we thank all of you who make this broadcast an ongoing reality in the lives of so many. God bless you. So long for now.
We appreciate you tuning in to the Bible Answer Man broadcast. If you've been blessed by the broadcast and want more information to help you grow in the grace and knowledge of God, go to our website at equip.org. That's equip.org. To contact a resource consultant, call 888-7000-CRI. Again, that's 888-7000-274. Or you can write to us at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is supported by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. When you need answers about the Bible and the intersection of our faith and culture, you turn to the Bible Answer Man broadcast and the Christian Research Institute. But did you know we're entirely supported by God's provision through friends like you? In appreciation for your gift of ministry support today, we'll send you Hank's book, The Third Day, a convincing case study on the most important truth of Christianity, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Johnny Erickson Tada has said, "Hank leaves no stone unturned, thoroughly portraying the resurrection as our grand hope, the glorious springboard from which we all dive into eternity. Strengthen your defense of the resurrection and increase your confidence in your own eternal future. Call 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org now."